This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
I hear quite an echo. Does anyone else hear that, or is that just me?
No,
it's just you. Very
this is one of those spots then where like yeah.
It's good acoustics, man. It's surprisingly good acoustics for you know, a living room that's been converted into a studio.
And it is actually how we move some stuff around. But welcome everybody. Thank you for tuning in. For those who are just joining us, welcome. We do a weekly anime talk show here, and you're a part of it right now.
Oh my god.
And if you don't know, my name is Matt. Bling. And last week, for every year for Thanksgiving, me and my girlfriend and her dad make a bunch of pies for because her dad was going through AA, and through going through AA, he makes his pies, makes amends, and they give people as a way to make amends. Now we do it every year as a renewal of friendship. We made 160 pies.
That is a lot of pies.
So
holy
much
crap!
Pie. And I'm Emma Fife. And I recently found out that Sawai Miyu, who played Usagi in the live-action version of Sailor Moon, did the voice of the pregnant lady in Kaban Area of the Iron Fortress who got bitten by a Kabane and subsequently
killed. Wow, okay.
That is really very specific.
Yep.
Really big part. Really,
sad.
Really big
very
part.
Sad.
Yeah.
Very sad.
fantastic fact.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle Chippy-Bunny. And for Black Friday, the only IRL shopping I did was at PetSmart for my dog, and I got a reindeer costume and some little toys, and they're pretty great. PetSmart!
Gotta hit those high notes, you know what I mean?
Not sponsored by PetSmart.
And I'm Yumi Warlock, and today I got trapped inside the Fox Plaza parking garage because my ticket got demagnetized. Oh. I had to wait for security for 20 minutes.
Oh, wow, that's actually a really long time. What an adventure.
And I'm Maxwell Song.
Well, at least he posed.
Yeah, I did. I did. And I have a Santa-related fact. Did you know that his origins actually date from medieval times? So I imagine people saw within their, I'm assuming they still had Christmas trees or whatever, and be like, hey, who sieged our castle? And who put these presents there? Santa Claus! Hey! He breached our walls! We have to make higher walls now.
It's an inaccurate story, but okay.
That's very inaccurate.
And we are Hyper Otaku!
We did it right! Oh my god, guys. We haven't done right in months.
That's it. It feels good, guys. We finally nailed it. Yes. Guys, thank you so much. We're going to dive right in. We have a holiday guide for you guys later today in the episode. But first, it's time for some Weeb Weekly.
Woohoo!
Weeb Weekly.
All right, guys, this is everything you need to know to be the best weeboo you can possibly be.
Yeah.
And again, if there's something that we didn't catch and you caught, share it with us. Tweet at us. Yep. Messages below in
totally.
The comments, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But our first story today, Uncle AR, AR navigation app, that's a new thing.
Yeah.
Did
we open this?
Is this the right one?
Nope, no.
That's my story. No.
Nope, there it is. There it is. Aha!
Nice.
Go full screen.
Yeah.
Look at that technology.
So fancy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We don't have to have Windows where we're going.
So, guys, Japanese says that they fall in love with a groovy augmented reality navigation app. That is the future right there, guys. Mm-hmm. That is possibly, like...
It is basically as future as we're going to get at this point.
Pokemon Go was like... I guess I was... Okay, that's
right,
true.
Right.
People are still playing it. Apparently, there was a huge gathering recently, and, like, a ton of people came in Japan.
Yeah,
so.
There was. It was out in, like, Japanese sand dunes somewhere that they had this official Pokemon Go gathering.
Well, I mean, okay. Yeah, I mean, what else are you going to do at sand dunes, especially if you live in a place that only has sand dunes?
I just really
you're
hope
play
it
Pokemon Go.
Literally only sand shrews, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Just so, that's it.
Oh,
and,
everyone
like,
loves
and, like,
sand
Diglett.
Shrews.
What? So what's going on with augmented reality?
Okay, so basically it's called Uncle AR, and it's like a, if you're going a short distance and you're walking, you use it as a navigation system, and basically, I guess Uncle AR shows you the way. I'm not going to spoil anything, we should just play this
video.
Play the video.
All right.
Play it.
What can are I go we full getting screen? Into?
What?
There we go.
Oh, damn.
What?
Oh, he.
Oh, dang.
Oh, start walking. Holy shit.
Oh, wait, oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Walking in style.
I thought
style.
He was going to steal that motorcycle.
Oh, God. Watch out for the car. He's like, he's oh, like my God. He avoided the cars. The
yeah, he's like a cop or something,
dude.
Right? Like, he's a groovy, groovy
what the
cop.
Heck?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That is the future. Was, that's what you're peeking into. That is basically ours and everyone else's. That's what we're giving to our children. Just remember
yay.
That.
Like, okay. The direction. I hope you can buy them clothes.
So basically, it like navigates through and it like tells you where to go. But I think it only really works for walking distance because, you know, obviously it has to like groove on
Jesus.
Stuff.
Right, right.
And not in traffic. I'm sure that's very dangerous.
You know, so basically, he is showing you how to groove your way through your world in the most efficient way possible.
Yeah.
Watch
absolutely.
Out for traffic.
Great.
Yeah.
This is such a thing that Max would find.
It's a very Max story.
It is. It
I tried
is
my best.
Indeed.
A lot of people in chat are saying that this is truly horrifying and awkward. But you know what? Some of them, we just got to go with the groove, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's the future, guys. You just accept it. Embrace it.
Yes.
Yes. next up on the docket. So Kinema Citrus, which is the animation studio that brought you Made in Abyss, welcomed its return. I'm sure you guys might have heard this weekend the news that it is getting a second season. Mm. If you haven't seen Made in Abyss, it's about a young girl named Riki who descends into the eponymous abyss in search of her lost mother. And yeah, it's coming back for a second season. But the animation studio tweeted out this GIF to celebrate the return. It's very adorable.
Oh!
Yeah, so that's Riki and Reg. The little robot boy who she befriends and helps her on her journey. Now, this GIF is made by people who simply identify themselves as a mysterious anime team. Question mark.
Yep. Okay.
But if you scroll down, Matt, you'll see that they've made a bunch of other like really super cute just line art gifts.
My God. Welcome to Hyper Otaku. We just browse the internet with
y'all. We're just browsing the internet
looking
at
gifts.
Ooh,
yeah. 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 Animation. Someone unfuse them.
It's really cute.
Oh,
this animation is beautiful.
It's really
it is.
Good.
It's super dope.
Give this
so.
Guy a job or yeah. Mysterious girl.
Mysterious anime team. It sounds yeah. Like there's one of them. This one's so
oh, that
cool.
One's really, oh, I did see this.
Oh, my yeah. God.
That's what I actually thought it was. Yeah.
Yep.
That's
cool.
It's fun, so cool.
Yo, I'd watch yeah. That. I'd watch
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
I'd
just
watch that.
You
need to watch that.
Oh, yeah.
Need
the
to
whole
watch
anime
that.
Is her turning corners. That's yeah. It.
I'd watch the whole anime.
World of corners.
Where we watch
there's a time.
Yeah.
I only will have time. Do we have time to get through them all?
No.
Yeah,
just
we're not
going to
have time.
Guys, Google it.
Yeah, just Google it. There's lots of really good gifts. This came from an article that was on Crunchyroll's news site. So just look it up and then you can check it out.
Google it. Guys, the next bit of news we have is a little heartwarming. The Tamagotchi, as we know it, is coming back to our lives, but not in the little egg form that we used to have in it. Yeah. It's coming to our smartphones.
Of
but there's something
it is.
Now they can die in our phones
about it. So let's go to the video. It's
now
pretty,
they can poop in our houses.
Yeah. Oh yeah. See, grow up.
Remember how you grew up.
Oh, wow.
Now you have a daughter who's playing on
it. Oh, my God. It looks just like her.
They're both gingers, so you know they're related.
No way. Are they related?
Where was this ad produced?
Oh.
Is this one of those ones that was produced in Japan and it was one of those specific gaijin agencies that, like, got these white people to
no,
be in this ad?
I don't know. It looks pretty
American. For the U.S. market.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember Tamagotchi looking like that, though.
Oh, here it goes. Ready?
Oh, yes, it did.
Is he going to poop? Yeah.
That's right, everyone.
Your Tamagotchi is just
going to
poop on your
carpet. Yeah.
And your carpet.
That's so funny.
Oh, wow. It's like
oh,
they have
like
a whole realized town
yes.
Now.
Wow.
I remember.
It's like Animal Crossing Gotchi.
It yeah. Is.
Dude, yeah. Tamagotchi was like super crazy. Yeah. I remember yeah. I went to Japan like, I don't know how many years ago it was, like 7 or 8. It yeah. Must have been at this point. They had like these huge Tamagotchi stores and their Tamagotchis were like, crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Like there's a machine that you like connect your Tamagotchi
in. Oh, yeah,
they
yeah,
have a little
right.
Town.
Yeah.
And it was like all fully colored and everything. And So, I mean, this just kind of makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
Surprised they didn't do it before, honestly.
Uber Baldi apparently had a Yoda Tamagotchi.
Oh, could you carry him on your back?
You have like a Yoda. Because there were all kinds of like Tamagotchi knockoffs. Like I had a Gigapet that was a cat. Had a Dinky Dino that was a dinosaur.
Right.
And the thing that was really fun about Dinky Dino was you got to choose what to feed it.
Yeah.
So I only fed mine meat and vegetables, and it was like a beast. I did not give it cake.
I remember. I had Digimon.
Yeah, Seance 11 in the chat said that.
Everyone
had
a Digimon for the first time, and I remember I would keep getting the little poop guy, and I could never get away from the poop guy, except that I got Agumon once. And I was like, oh yeah, this is a new life for me. Died next day.
That's tragic.
That's when I grew as an adult, you know? That's when my hopes and dreams of child died.
So this Tamagotchi smartphone game is going to traumatize a whole new generation of children. It's coming out next year, 2018 is what it says. No exact date on that.
Yeah.
But in this version, you are going to have to care for it, clean up its poop, or it'll get sick. Make sure you give it a bath. Make sure you feed it. Make sure you, you know, augment reality it into your living room so you can shit all over your furniture.
Do you think there's something that that it's not as impactful as it is when you actually have the physical like keychain?
I don't know.
Takes away
it was
from
cool because you wore it.
Yeah.
Belt loop.
But that was something
and
that I
everybody knew
really
that you
that.
Had the Tamagotchi, and on some of them too, like steps got you points.
I had the Pikachu version.
Better
of
their lives. The Pikachu one. I totally had that.
Pikachu Walker. That was only was like 7 or 8 years ago. That was very recent.
Remember
the 90s, you guys?
Oh, I remember. It was perfect.
Were great.
Well, guys, good times. You know, and we didn't touch on it, but we should mention really quick. I don't know if we did last week or not, but the voice actor for Bulma, all these years, the Japanese voice actor. She has passed away, and she did such an awesome
last week
job.
Was all the sad news, so this week we're like, let's delight you with Tamagotchi.
But guys, once again, let us know what your Wee Weekly is. If we missed anything, let us know. But kind of warm up those Thanksgiving leftovers because it's time for some hot takes. Is that Hot Wheels?
Yeah.
Oh, tight. Guys, this is the best end, and or possibly worst in anime last week. And we all were busy. We all had Thanksgiving. We all probably had some more time to check out some stuff. So, what were your hot takes this week?
My hot take is one that it is fully Christmas. It's full on Mariah Carey music all 24/7.
Sure is.
It is time for Christmas. but my other hot take is that I am caught up with MMO Junkie now. And God damn it, guys, I'm so
good. It's
good.
So good.
It's a lot of like, will they, won't they? And like, it like, will they, won't they? Like five times this episode, but it had a good payoff.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for next week's episode. It's so good. You guys have to be watching this show if you're not already. It's so good.
My hot take for the week is I'm working on a project right now that has me rewatching a lot of anime from my childhood. So I've been rewatching Yu Yu Hakusho.
Nice.
And I forgot
so good
how much I like this show. It's so
wild,
freaking good. It's a it's an earlier project for Studio Pierrot that does Naruto and Bleach and Black Clover. But it's so like the characters are just so goddamn likable. It's great. And also, you guys, Funimation now, I did not have a subscription until we had our dope code, which I totally used to sign up for it. And it's still good until the end of the month. So you can still enter the code HyperCarbonary at checkout if you're signing up for Funimation now to get $5 off your first month after you get your first 2 weeks for free. Kupara. And it's only $5.99 a month. So you're basically getting a shit ton, I kid you not, of anime for 99 cents for 1 month. You guys, there's all kinds of stuff on Funimation now that is not on Crunchyroll, and it is like your childhood on a streaming device. Like, if you are in your 30s like I am and you love 90s anime, you need to subscribe to Funimation now. They did not pay me to say that, but it's freaking, there's so much good stuff on there. Like, there's all of the Tenchi series, a bunch of the stuff that got taken off of Hulu, like all of the Slayer series are on there.
Oh, the Slayer's so good.
Yeah. I mean, first season of Slayers is still on Hulu, but there is so much good stuff on there that's not on Crunchyroll. Yeah. So, yeah, and they do. They have subs and dubs. So
that's so awesome. I need to go back and watch Yu Yu Hakusho.
Oh, my God.
I love
it's
that.
So good.
Just started watching Slayers, guys.
Is your first time?
For the first time?
It's really good.
Oh, it's so good.
You're missing out.
on some culture.
Oh, yes. Guys, these are hot takes.
Oh, man. Well, I finally got around to watching the space battleship Yamato 2199, excuse me. The newer one. I never had a chance to watch it, and thanks to Crunchyroll, I'm able to watch it. And I gotta say, it's really good.
It's really
good. It's real, real good. I love, it's very much for like adults, and I like that. It's like, you know, the pacing's a little different than like I would have been used to watching it young, because I didn't get a chance to watch it when I was younger. Yeah. I had to wait, so it was like cool to finally watch it like at my age now, and I'm really digging it. I love like, you know, how it's actually like a battleship in space, and the characters are so freaking great, and the animation's gorgeous.
Yeah.
So I'm really digging it, and there's only three episodes on Crunchyroll, but I'm excited to see more.
It's so dope.
Boom. Yeah.
All right, guys. This week I'm back on Boruto. Oh, damn. They're setting it up for the new arc. Oh, bless you, Max. Where's our coffin? And I was watching it, and I was like, damn, is that Toneri at the end? If you don't remember who Toneri is, he was in, what, The Last?
Correct me if I'm wrong. The Last,
He was in The Last. So now I'm assuming it's taking place after The Last, because it seems like he's injured and some shit's happening. So I'm pretty excited to see where this arc goes.
Cool. I need to go.
Wait, it might be... Wait, no, I guess it was after The Last. Yeah. he does make an appearance in the manga as well. Oh, that's all. That's all I had to say about that. Uh-huh. But yeah, they should definitely make Samurai Bout a real thing, because that's pure friendship on a card.
Shinobi Bout. It's just Uno. Guys, it's Uno.
Yeah. And Mark and Ram, I'll tweet out the code later. It's Hyper Cabinary. It's kind of weird to spell the word Cabinary, but if you look up Cabinary of the Iron Fortress, it's that with Hyper preceding it. So you can use that to get your $5 off your first month subscription to Funimation now.
Oh, woo! Wow. Well, I like that advertisement voice.
Yeah, but Max still
Max,
giving his hot take.
Your space is blank.
Yes, my space is blank. like my head. I didn't have one until someone in chat mentioned that Crunchyroll has like this Crunchyroll and Rockin' Jump as a new series called Anime Crimes Division. I did watch them. And so that ended up being my hot take. Thank you for the suggestion. Yay. I was literally just going to be like, nope, don't got anything. but yeah, it stars Pro ZD and another writer and Freddie Wong. And it's like, it's hard to describe, because it's like, there's moments of it being like really ridiculously funny and a little bit awkward, I guess. It's a little like cringy moments, but at this, I think it's like it's kind of developing into this kind of what Neo Yokio was supposed to be. That's why I say supposed to
be.
You know, like that's what everyone expected Neo Yokio to kind of like go in that direction. This, it's definitely like people know their stuff, and they're not like embarrassed to lay their cards out. Like literally one of the episodes is like an underground Yu-Gi-Oh card ring, like stuff. It's real silly. But I think it's definitely worth the watch. They're only 8 minutes long, and it's always good to support creators out there. And he has a velvety totally silky voice, so you know, you can I think you can find it on Crunchyroll, but you can definitely find it on YouTube. So, you know, shout out to them.
Can you find it legally on YouTube? Because there is some stuff that's available legally on YouTube on like Nozomi Entertainment's YouTube channel. But if it's not available legally on YouTube,
that tire anime
please
commercial.
Watch it on that tire anime commercial.
God damn it, guys,
exactly.
It's amazing.
Yep. All right, guys. Well, those were all our hot takes for the week. What were yours? Let us know, y'all. But now it's time to talk about what we saw last week on Next Time On.
What we saw last week on Next Time On. Does anyone in chat actually understand what we're saying?
People just take context clues.
Well, exactly. For the fact that we always talk about Shokugeki no Soma and Shokugeki no Soma airs on Tuesday, so we're literally talking about it the day that it comes out.
That's true. That's true.
But still.
But you have to watch it immediately.
It's a good segue, though.
I mean, if you're not literally watching it like with your breakfast, what are you doing with it?
I do that too. Oh, my gosh. Well, guys, Shokugeki no Soma is getting heated, y'all.
Real heated.
Everyone
literally
walking around
heated.
With those thistle pins on.
Spoilers.
So after the defeat of Aizen, that jerk off, that guy,
he sucks.
Polar Star is alive. They have won. They're triumphant.
I like this ugly face, though. It was like an Onizuka
face. He did it again in this episode.
He's like, no. I love that, like, in the last episode, when they show him, like, in his first year, he looks like a child, and he's like, oh, I'm a third year. Now it's like, you're 40.
I loved when everybody at Polar Star had on all of their gear, like they all had like construction worker helmets
for some reason.
Like they were ready to like fight their addiction.
And I love that they just had that like, from before. I love
such
that.
History at that dorm.
Yeah. So with this episode, Polar Star remains, but there are still cracks crackling down.
I know.
Shokugekis are now back. They're legal, but with new conditions.
Legit. Yeah.
With new conditions.
I mean, you knew they would, you can't call a show you know, someone take a
there's no Shokugeki. Yeah,
that's true.
The name is just called Soma.
and then the Soma goes and becomes a fashion designer. Right. Like, yeah.
It took a weird turn in season three.
I like how that nerd says, all these Shokugekis really age you in response to me saying that aged a lot. I was like, it's true. Some of those third years look crazy
super old. They look so old.
I know.
Like Lightning Bolt, so the face guy was
the old. Oh, the soldiers of
the Central?
Of Central.
Yeah, but there's that one guy with the red hair. Yeah, the Lightning Bolt like, on his face.
Or the skewer guy. The skewer guy. Oh, like he looks like he's 55. You
dude,
know?
Can we become a third year? Shit really gets rough for y'all.
Like, so the guy with the face tattoo and
love
going
it. Don't
at
change
it.
A thing.
They basically both look like two reject Tetsuya Nomura Final Fantasy 15 characters.
Yes!
How
right?
dare
you? Know what
you.
They look like?
How dare
they
you?
They also look like the characters from that soccer anime, All Out. Remember that shit?
Yes!
Guys, that anime was buck wild. If you haven't watched it, look on it.
First off, or no, rugby, how do you get into high school in Japan with a tattoo on your face?
Yeah.
I don't think they
if you're
well,
a cook,
I mean, this
means
is
you're
a maverick.
Somebody, right?
But it's also all part of the plan to like revolutionize this school, and suddenly we have these like rogue chefs coming in.
Yeah, it's true.
Which makes no sense if you think about it, because it's like, weren't you trying to like keep it all? Why would you have literally the weirdest, unique people like in your console? I always thought that was a weird conceptual thing. Okay, fine, ignore me. That's
moving
cool.
right you along.
Know, yeah, that's good observation.
I love that you know, there's always these new villains that show up, and in my eyes, like sure, they're villains now, but I actually see them as future friends for
Solon. Yeah,
future
friends.
Well, I mean, I guess some of them. Except for the ones that are obviously very clearly disposable. Like, they introduce a lot of characters in this one where you just look at them and you're like, oh, yeah. You got one episode, maybe two episodes.
All the characters with like the brown hair, like the brown plate. It's like, did nobody spend any time in your character design? You're out.
You're gone.
So true.
You're just in the chorus going, ooh.
Yeah, or like, right now, a character's hair color is very indicative of whether or not they're sticking
it's
around.
True.
Yeah,
it's red hair, main character.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
And with this episode too, we saw that you know the soldiers were just going Shokugeki after Shokugeki, and then the final to disband clubs, and the final Shokugeki that was happening is actually Ryo shows up.
Ryo. Ryo's the best.
To do a Shokugeki with Lightning Bolt guy.
Yeah.
Because Alice was like, I don't want to, you know, you could disband it. But then they said, like, yeah, I'll disband all the scum. And Ryo's like, what did you say? I'm not scum. Like, and this reminds me of like how much I love Ryo so much.
Yeah, Ryo's the
amazing.
Best. He's
I
such
also
a good character.
Loved the scene where they were all just celebrating at Polar Star.
Yeah.
And how Arina got so freaked out when she like just changed into he just suddenly
apron.
Was in an apron. But the thing is, you never see him take his clothes off.
Yeah.
It's just like
just
magically.
It's like underneath all of his clothes.
And then like it reminds you that like he's mostly naked, mostly only at the dorm.
Yeah.
I did appreciate him because it's like he's like, I know that I'm gonna get kicked out of the Elite 10, but let me set up all this bureaucracy.
See, yeah.
I know.
All these rules.
He's such
so
a good character.
Yeah.
He's
I was
so
like,
great.
This just solidifies why Ishiki's my favorite.
And
yeah.
did you see that senpai kohai faith that he had in
yes,
Soma?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Oh, real man. Good stuff.
I love that. I
That's
love
what
it.
Friendship is about.
So I'm really excited about it. Man, what a great anime season, guys. Speaking of great anime season, though, Ancient Magus Bride.
Oh,
yeah.
Guys, Woo! If man. You are not oh, watching man. Ancient Magus Bride, I don't know
then
what
you don't
you're
like anime.
Doing with
That's
your
right.
lives.
You said it. You don't like anime. If you're not
coming.
Watching it, you're just a fake weeb.
It's
wow.
so
aggressive, but true.
But it's so freaking good.
It is really
it's
good.
So good.
It's
it was
good.
Really slow for me to start, but like it's gotten to the point now where like every single episode is adding so many like deep relationships and such great layers on all of the relationships.
Yeah,
that
it's just like it's like real storytelling, not just like episode of the week. Like it's super good. This week is oh god, okay, it's Here's the Black Dog. Start crying.
It's called Let Sleeping Dogs Lie.
And if you guys cried, you may have cried a lot at the cat one.
I cried in this one.
I mean, it's like, this is like, if you love any animals, I guess in any way, you're going to cry your fucking face off.
If you own animals and you love them, you're going to cry your face off early on in the episode. Like, the moment that I started crying was within the first, I think, 7 minutes of the episode. When Ulysse, who's now Rutsa, was having a flashback to when Isabel died. And he's just laying on her grave. And I just started thinking about, like, if I died before my cats, how sad they'd be.
Oh, man, I didn't go there.
There's this part where, that's sad. It's basically like, you're like, we're bound together forever. And she dies. And I'm like, I looked at my cat and I was like, I'm never leaving you.
Yeah. my cat was literally on my desk and I just held her a little bit closer. Yeah. And then I also wondered, it's such an emotional episode. And it's the fact that they can wring out that type of emotion out of these characters just tributes to why that series is so good.
It's then the pacing of the series, it built up to this moment. There's a moment in this where Chise finally is like, goes full on
crazy,
Slay
Vega
shit anymore. And
she's super saiyan.
Oh my god.
My husband and I call it her shonen moment.
Is
she gonna go shonen?
And she
I mean, I feel like we're kind of forgetting one of the big parts that happened where Elias ends up becoming a tentacle thorn monster. We kind of forgot that part, but that was important.
That was a really cool transformation sequence. Yeah. I liked seeing it be done. And then when she sees him being weird, looking weird, she's like, ready to go home? Yeah. She's no reaction. Yeah.
She loves him.
But that animation is just transformation, even the crazy designs of the chimera.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Can we talk about that creepy-ass chimera that just had Isabel's head?
Just, yeah.
So scary.
Whoa. Of all the heads to find, he finds the one that irks him the most. And what do they keep calling him?
He then says that his name is Joseph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's his name.
I don't know.
He's some sort of old evil.
He's immortal.
Really effed up.
Because I think they say at the end, he's he gets cursed by some god.
Yeah, he was supposedly cursed by the son of God.
Wait, Jesus?
By Jesus.
Holy shit.
Do you think you can see Jesus in this anime? Great.
That's crazy.
So the name of the anime that we're talking about is The Ancient Magus Bride. M-A-G-U-S. Some people are saying, is it Magus or Magus?
Oh, they're talking about pronunciation.
I think it's a Magus.
It's both. It's tomato, tomato.
It's mouth.
Tomato, tomato, guys. Yeah, yeah.
But how do they
tomato,
pronounce
tomato,
it? It's a Titus Titus situation, really.
Yeah.
This is this was just a really pretty episode, and just seeing seeing the growth. And I know we're only 8 episodes in, but it feels like I've been on this long journey. With Chise. Seen her evolve, and it hasn't even been that long.
They really linger on stuff, on the big moments, and I think that really, you just really remember the beats. Really well in every episode because of the pacing. It's just so good. Just watch it, guys.
It's
super
really
great.
Fantastic.
And Kim W. Wilson is right. The animation is just
stupid
good.
It is so stupid good. But also, shout out to Pyron, who's watching Keikai Senshin 2, which is super dope.
How many episodes do we have of it? Is it 24?
I'm thinking it's
probably a
24.
It's a 24.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
But I mean,
I was afraid it was going to be a 13.
It's progressing pretty fast, though.
Yeah.
It's going through stuff.
That's got to mean that we're going to get another intro then, because we've already seen almost everything from the intro.
New intro.
Wait. It's on episode 8.
The first one,
the new intro is probably not going to come until 12.
Yeah, exactly. We still have a couple more in the opening.
Yep.
Hurry up, Christmas.
Really great stuff, guys. And speaking of really great stuff, y'all, the holidays are here.
Yay! I'm the only one who really dressed up holiday.
She didn't tell us.
It's not even December yet, too.
It's okay. It's after Thanksgiving. We're celebrating Weebmas. The first thing is that it's the holiday gift guide, so I thought it was just inferred. The second thing is, Emma was like, oh no, there's I know I have a big outfit to wear for next time. And I was like, well, this is me at 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
On the Christmas scale, you have
just
going
to ramp up every week.
I can't even imagine that. Is it Lady Gaga with Christmas lights?
Yep.
That's good. What I imagine.
Ramping up.
I was covered in bows yesterday.
I mean, it is pretty good. Nice.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that was a lot of bows. I was surprised you were able to carry all the weight of those nothings.
Thanks, man.
On your body.
Well, guys, we wanted to help you guys find the perfect holiday gift for the weeboo in your life.
Yay.
So we're going to go through a list. This is our hyper otaku holiday guide. Let's just go right into it, guys. Yeah, a bunch
I
of
didn't jazz it. Hands. I didn't know. Yes. I thought we were just the like backup dancers.
I thought it was
that.
like a you know.
Somebody help us, please.
Like snow.
So our first section is gonna be about Blu-rays. Obviously, you want to own that animu in a physical format because who knows when the internet
is coming.
Internet is coming.
It will destroy all of our interwebs.
It will end someday.
Viz recently launched promoted their Sailor Moon Crystal set 3. So there's now 3 of their deluxe sets out. They're really cute. They come with a special storybook, art book, cards. The Blu-rays themselves look beautiful. I really like them a lot. And the boxes, when you put them together, they're super sparkly and really, really, really nice.
I've seen them at Robbie's house. Uh-huh. I know that's creepy, but he has them in his office.
Okay.
Because Viz gives them to him because he's Tuxedo Mask.
It also includes interviews with English voice cast, a digital art gallery, and clean opening and closing segments for, you know, when you want. Anime music videos.
Yep. Hey, don't knock on those, all right? That was my childhood.
I made AMVs in my childhood, y'all.
Yeah,
conventions, that's all I would. I'd go to the main
just
like,
Like in Park or Evanescence.
Yes.
Just need those two songs.
Oh my God. Amazing.
Wake me up.
At ALA a couple years ago, I saw a really heartbreaking one. For Sweetness and Lightning. Oh, it was so good.
Why make that sadder? Why make that
sad? I know.
Another Blu-ray, and I have to give a shout out to my friend Usamimi from the Anime Nostalgia podcast for alerting me to this one. She is at Bunny Cartoon on Twitter. Brought up that the entire series of Lupin the Third, Woman Called Fujiko Mine, is available right now on Right Stuff Anime. That is the cheapest place to find it right now. It's currently $31.49. For the limited edition Blu-ray. The regular edition one is even cheaper, and it is discounted from normally $69.98. This was the first Lupin series to be directed by a woman. Specifically, it was directed by Sayo Yamamoto, who also directed Michiko Tohachin, and of course, Yuri on Ice. If you guys have not seen Woman Called Fujiko Mine, it is so freaking good. It is not for children. It is not.
She is
a lot
like
of violence and nakedness, and like she is classic femme fatale, and
which she should be.
I mean, this series just like does Fujiko Mine right. There's a whole story about how Monkey Punch couldn't really draw women who looked different from one another, so Fujiko Mine wasn't necessarily always the same person in the early days of Lupin the Third.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's weird to me that Lupin's not more popular in the US, but this series is really fantastic and you guys should check that out. But if you do have that Funimation Now subscription, have this.
Good plug.
This is a good gift.
This is a great gift.
A great price.
Also,
for that.
If any of you guys want to get me personally a gift for Christmas,
please
give me the Revolutionary Girl Utena 20th Anniversary Edition.
Oh God,
box
it looks
set.
So good. Wow.
It's beautiful.
Damn, dude.
It is on pre-order right now. It's coming out earlier on Right Stuff Anime. They have it listed as a December 5th release date. However, the cheapest place to find it is on Amazon, and it is Prime eligible. It is only $128.59, discounted from $224.99.
Jesus. How much?
This is the entire series and the film
God.
Adolescence Food Tuna.
That's garbage.
Special features. Adolescence Food Tuna is amazing. I don't know what you're talking about.
Just throw it right in the garbage
can. It's so good. Whoop. You should all watch it. Smoke some weed before. I can't like really condone smoking.
Nice. Good plug. Hey, this is a late night show now. We can say stuff like that.
But the special features include clean opening and closings, a live action video for the opening single, a TV spot opening single, promos, trailers, animated art galleries, Japanese staff commentaries for episodes 37 through 39, which you will need because what the fuck is happening? In the episodes 37 through 39.
Classy commentary. That'd be amazing.
Full-length movie commentary by director Kunihiko Ikuhara. Dueling themes, karaoke.
What?
Behind the scenes of the movie with the English cast in interviews with director Kunihiko Ikuhara, Tomoko Kawakami, who was the voice of Utena, and Yoriko Fuchizaki, who was the voice of Anchi, as well as the English cast.
Oh, yeah, she was like Anchi. Oh,
wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, Anchi.
I'd really love to rewatch that. It's been a while, and I haven't seen it on DVD, like anything but VHS.
Yeah.
I'd love to rewatch it. Also, it comes with a ring, so, you know, we can duel.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that is the only thing I want for Christmas.
Wow, that is really, how many episodes are there? In that series, like, I can't.
39.
Yeah. Okay, that's a really good deal.
It's a really good deal. So if you know anybody that likes Utena even a little bit, you should get this.
You guys tweet it, write stuff for us, and just be like, "Yo,
send them,
send to us.
Put it on your Amazon wish list.
It is on my Amazon wish list.
All right.
Like I said, it's already on there.
Matt, keep us moving.
Hi, Matt.
Up next, guys, your name. Kimi no Na wa Blu-ray special edition, guys. The regular Blu-ray can be found for $20 right now. It is off like $13 on Amazon. But the really cool thing for me, I thought was really dope, was there's an $80 special edition Kimi no Na wa collector set that comes with a lithograph. It comes with like an art book, which is like super pretty. And it comes with the Rad Wimp soundtrack.
No way. Wait. English version as well?
Possibly.
I assume so.
Yeah,
I hope so. Actually, to be fair, that English version is pretty good too.
They're both really great.
You guys haven't seen this. What are you doing? Go see it.
Doing with your life. Bring tissues.
It's a good movie.
And the music. I actually it's on Spotify. I listen to it on Spotify.
Yes, I actually have it on Spotify too.
Dude.
Yep. Jungkook, the youngest member of BTS, who's obsessed with Your Name. That's like always on his Spotify, apparently.
That's crazy.
It's just the Your Name soundtrack.
Oh my gosh. We should share Spotify. It's for real, man. That's what you get. So, guys, that's all. That's our Blu-rays that we chose for this. Now it's time for some figures.
Wait, I want to call this section. I want to call the section Max's Figure Corner. And
Emma has some stuff in there too.
I contributed.
It was mostly Max.
Okay, but it was mostly Max. Because when I think of a great Christmas present, I think of figurines to put in your mantle over the fireplace. Don't put it near your fireplace, though, because they will heat up and they do melt. So don't do that, actually.
Don't do it.
So our first one is this really dope play art of 2B. And the reason I think that this is an awesome gift, by the way, most of these are still pre-order. So what you would be doing is you would be ordering them for yourself to surprise yourself in the future.
Oh, my God.
These are just gifts to give yourself.
This is gifts to give yourself.
We just got a glimpse into what Max spends his money on.
Look, all I'm saying is gifts are hard to give to people, but they're very easy to give to yourself.
I get that. I feel that.
But this awesome 2B figure is a Square Enix play art. And if you couldn't tell, it also comes with the sad robot. And if you play Nier Automata, you should. By the way, you should. It's a great game. It is the saddest robot on the planet.
Okay.
So anyway, it's great. It comes with a robot.
Great.
Anyway, it's only like $62. So, you know, like, you got $50.
That's not bad,
actually.
That's really
good. It's not a play art.
And then our next one is we have this really dope Sabo thing.
This is really spoilers, though, dude.
I like that fight.
Well, now they know it's spoilers now.
Oh shit, you're right. You should have said that.
He could have just been on a pirate fight. Oh, come on.
Jesus Christ.
Double spoilers. Okay, but that also happened like 4 years ago. So I think it did happen like four years ago.
That's true.
Okay, but this is an awesome Sabo fig. Can I see the price of it? I think it was like 40, 20 yen. So roughly 30 something.
That's
like
it? For real?
Like $38.
Look how detailed that is, though.
So it's probably
really
good.
It's really good.
And I feel all the feels, man.
There's a really good line. All right, next one. We have a lot of figs to go through.
Figs. Cabaneri.
So we have this beautiful Cabaneri fig.
Did you spell that Cabaneri?
Yeah, I missed a letter or two, all right? You don't have to throw me to the wolves.
Whoa, how do your body look like
amazing?
Great
amazing.
articulating figure.
I want her so badly.
Look at the amount of detail that it has and the posing. Everything is very amazing. And if you know, we're a huge fan of Cabaneri.
How many points of articulation does he have? Max? You know
like
specs.
A lot of look at how articulate. Like, look at her steam gear. Look at her steam gear. Like, every bit of it is like extremely detailed.
When has a human ever done that with their body?
It's called
anime,
art.
It's listen, anime it's and art. The human body, they don't go. They don't get along. Actually, no.
It's a little Mary Jane in her coffee cup. If you know what I'm trying to say.
I love her.
Oh, come
on.
Oh, come on.
All right, moving along.
Moving along.
Oh, what's this?
And wait. How
Mume
much
is expensive
it?
Though.
Yeah, Mume is expensive.
Like,
Mume is like $100.
$16 ish.
Yeah, $11,660 yen.
Yeah.
And then here's our last selection. A bunch of rocks. You can buy a bunch of rocks to pose your figures in.
Nations.
And if you are like me and you need to have to have background stuff.
Okay, you know what? Now I totally get it.
There's no price on these.
The price.
We'll never know how much
are.
These tiny rocks.
There's no price on
there's
your
no
rocks.
There's no price. Max didn't write it.
I believe there are like $30.
Don't go like, outside and get real rocks.
Yeah, there's like $30 to $20. But they're very nice rocks. They're beige
very
rocks.
Nicely painted.
They're nicely painted. And you know,
guys,
like,
you know what to do. Get this for Max. Send it. Yeah. Gift it. Send it.
Please.
To
like
house.
Imagine
buy Max some rocks.
Imagine 2B standing on these rocks, right? Like it's gonna be beautiful.
Yep. That's amazing.
Well, I was confused when I saw rocks. I was like, okay.
I was like, why?
I thought it was poop.
Okay, so moving on to my small contribution to the figure land. So there's guys. I'm sure
buy Matt some rocks.
Buy Matt rocks.
Buy Matt rocks.
So I'm sure you guys are aware of Nendoroids. They are very cute chibi figures, and the Yuri on Ice ones are amazing.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
So actually, the cheapest place I found to get these is on Crunchyroll.
Nice.
On Crunchyroll right now in stock, they have Yuri Katsuki in his short program outfit. And Victor Nikiforov in his free skate.
So
Yurio is not available yet. Yurio will be available in March of next year. So just in time for his birthday and also mine.
This wish list gets longer and longer.
He's on my Amazon wish list, because you can't also get these on Amazon. But
guys, you can't keep telling them.
But if you buy them, guys, if you buy them on Crunchyroll and you have a Crunchyroll premium subscription, you get $2.50 off. You can also get them directly from the Good Smile Company who makes them. They are 4,197 yen before tax, so that's like $37-$38. But once you add tax and shipping from Japan, it all kind of evens out. Yeah. And yeah, then of course, in the summer of next year, you'll be able to get this casual.
Oh.
I love that one.
Wait, does it come with the little katsu bowl though?
Oh yeah. No.
Or katsudon?
No, actually, the free skate one comes with the with the katsudon.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yay. That's the important part. But
they're really cute.
So imagine all of those. Put
some rocks.
On rocks. Yuri on rocks.
I'd watch that.
Please just send Max a box of rocks. Yeah. Please. Do
hashtag
it.
Buy Max.
Don't buy it. Don't buy
you guys might not think
though.
Those rocks are important, but it really does complete a look. All right? It completes a terrain. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, man. There's so much cool stuff, guys. On my list, there's actually these really great from PokemonCenter.com, the official Pokemon store. There's brand new Pokemon figures that are there's like $16 each. And they're action
like
poses
$45.
Too. Look at this. So there's one with like Pikachu, that's like dope. This, like riding down, like running down the lightning bolt. There's one of Mew with the side beams all around him. There's a bunch of them.
And this is when he dances for money at night. I like this one. That's my favorite.
Do they have some sweet evolutions of these? Nope.
I don't. I think there are. I think there
really?
Are a couple. I actually think I saw like a
Vaporeon. That's specifically what I'm asking about.
Oh, nice.
Great. I'll have to add that to my wish list.
It's the strongest one. So
and imagine there being rocks around that as well, and just how perfect that would be.
I mean, it would actually look pretty dope with rocks.
Yeah, it would be. Look at it. You just put some rocks around it. It's like it's
stop
perfect.
It, Max. Go outside with your rocks.
They're useful.
No, they're not.
Anyways, you can find these, y'all. $16 on the Pokemon Center's website. Cool. They're really cool. They're great stocking stuffers. So check it out, y'all.
Good.
Check it out.
Right.
On to games.
On to games. I don't know why no one like filled in the game section, but I did it because you know
Max's
that's my life.
This is Max's
this
game
is literally
corner
my game corner. So I guess I tried to like think about what would be like kind of like nice, cool, like anime-esque games.
Sure.
So I would say
Shinobi Bout.
Yeah, Shinobi Bout. Everyone get Shinobi Bout, obviously.
Tuneman says Max wants to get his rocks off.
That's good. Here's a virtual high five. That's for you.
Oh my god.
So the first one is .hack GU, and if no one knows what .hack is, it's like was this I guess a journey of anime and video games. Mm-hmm. And there was four video games and no there's three there's four video games. and then a whole series anime series behind it, and .hack GU Last Recode is the I guess the PS4 remastered version. Mm. And so it's the full game. There's a lot of things that are streamlined. They changed a bit of the mechanics, so it's not as grindy. And also there's like added content from that they didn't put in the previous
y'all
ones.
Y'all remember
so
Dot Hack really the dope. Anime? It was just like all the music was just like
I love that.
But they kept just on repeat for every fucking moment. It was kind of
it was great. Well, everything was operatic.
Had a very limited
but it was like
soundtrack.
One song and they just repeated it every time like someone dropped a fucking rock.
Now imagine this game with some rocks though.
Oh no.
Displayed on your shelf.
Okay, don't you worry. This game is full of rocks. All of their avatars are rocks.
Good.
All right. I shit you not.
Great. All right.
Moving on.
Oh, my favorite.
So the next game is Mario Odyssey.
Which, because there's children who don't have the funds to just go buy a game whenever. Yeah. So parents, go buy this game for kids.
Absolutely.
This
is that
a real
is
gift,
a very
not
good
just
plug.
Something you buy for yourself.
Yeah. And if you are a full-grown adult, then also buy this game because it's literally pure joy.
So actually, I found out my friend has a 4-year-old and he can play Mario Odyssey because they have the assist mode, which has a little arrow that tells exactly where to go and what to do. And he can't read yet, but he can like play the game still. It was amazing.
I mean, that's
super adorable.
You know?
That's super adorable. What a casual. Am I right?
What a casual.
Oh my god, Max, Black Heart.
Get good, 4-year-olds.
Wow.
But Mario Odyssey is a really great game, and I guess the best review is it's literally just pure, unadulterated fun and happiness.
It really is.
It really is.
We could do a whole hour on that game.
I mean, I feel like we should have an anime game section eventually.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
We will.
And then just some quick mentions. The Evil Within 2 is Shinji Mikami game, and it's like this really dope horror, and it's by Shinji Mikami. Who did Resident Evil, and you know that has kind of all those ties. Star Ocean is also coming out. Star Ocean 4, that's coming out, and I think that's going to be super great. And there's a anime game on the Switch, which I feel like had some mention. It's called Battle
Chef Brigade.
It's already out. It's on Switch. Yeah,
and if you like Shokugeki no Soma, and you like fantasy,
it's definitely
it's that with killing animals.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah. It's a JRPG. Where it's also cooking, so you have to like hunt for your ingredients.
Yeah, and then you kind of there's like a bejeweled element to it, but it's very smart.
And the animation is gorgeous.
Yeah. And I feel like I need to kind of give it shout outs because it is just one of those indie games that you're like, we need more of this. So.
Yeah. For those of you who happen to be across the seas, there are some great Japan imports that we can't really play because of the new 3DS updates and stuff. There's one I'm looking forward to is the My Hero Academia game. Boku no Hero Academia is coming out for 3DS in December.
Wait, I thought they weren't region locked. Are they re-region locked?
Well, there's a patch. They added a patch.
Now
I accidentally uploaded the patch, so I can't crack my 3DS to play it anymore.
Oh man.
Yeah. It makes me so sad.
Wow. I'm really upset about it. But there's some great games coming out. Though if you can't play it, tell me about it. Tell me about it,
Wink. Yeah.
All right. On to apparel.
Apparel. Okay, so actually I came across this brand randomly last week, and they are called Wizards of the West. They have officially licensed premium fashion goods for
you.
What's that? Yeah, so it's basically they currently have a capsule collection, so it's like a couple of Michelle.
There's another screen right there. It's much bigger.
Yeah, so they have very limited unisex bodies. They have a bomber jacket, windbreakers, like button-down shirts. They have dresses and overalls. The licenses that they carry are Studio Ghibli, so it's Totoro, Spirited Away, I think Howl.
I really like
that. Yes, I want those. Yeah.
Princess Mononoke. They also have Sega, which is that pink
Sonic
bomber jacket.
They have Sonic.
Sonic.
Windbreaker.
Sonic.
Is it regular Sonic or is it sexy Sonic?
That's orange, I thought.
It's like a peachy one, but
why?
But yeah, their clothing is actually very cute, and from the reviews, it's actually very good quality. The prices range between $40 to $70, and it is limited.
I like that bomber jacket. What is it? The Princess Mononoke one, or what is that?
I believe that is Princess Mononoke.
Okay. Oh, I see now.
Yeah.
It's all the characters inside little diamonds.
Okay. Yep. And the Totoro one is the turquoise button.
Yeah,
down.
It's nice.
Yeah, the Sonic one looks like it's being like Sonic being chased by little.
It's not very sexy.
That's all I'm saying. I mean, I guess it's sexy in a weird furry way.
I just love all the weird Sonic stuff out there, guys. Real quick, obviously, it's the holiday season. You need your Weeaboo holiday sweaters. Here we have some really simple but classic ones. We have Pokemon on the top row, and the second bottom row on the left are also Pokemon ones. And then those are both from ThinkGeek.com. And then the bottom right one, it just fucking says,
I just love anime. Anime.
And it's just one of those ghetto bootleg ones from Amazon. I fucking love it.
I love the designers who are like, anime is really big right now. Yeah, anyone know anything about anime? No? Okay.
Please, guys, if you're going to give Hyper Otaku any gifts, it would be that shirt. So you just all
wear anime.
Anime.
Yep. I'm putting that on my wish list.
I love it. It's.
And the Pokemon sweaters on ThinkGeek right now are on sale. So
they're
$40, and right now I think they're only $25 or something like that.
So iSulk in chat asked what the brand was. The brand that I posted was it's called Wizards of the West. Mm-hmm. So if you look at wizardsofthewest.com, they have
just
all that
Google
stuff.
The word
they
wizards.
Also they also come to AX, I believe.
Oh,
yeah.
Wizards of
Bang
the West.
Bang
a ring. We have a couple more before we get into our Fuzakaru.
We got time.
This is yours.
This is basically the snack box gift. This is the J-List snack box DX.
Oh, it's a blind box thing.
It's not a mystery box. They tell
It's
$30 of snacks?
Okay, so it's basically...
We will not let you explain this.
This is basically, if you go to a J-List, they have everything listed. This is their December box. They have one different every month. It's between 15 to 18 different snacks that you can only get in Japan. I did check this out. So a lot of the snacks you see are not available even in Japanese stores here. Some of them are limited, exclusive to convenience stores
in
Japan.
I want that Mario.
I want that too.
Yeah. So a lot of these
$30 for snacks?
Shut up, Max. Max, you don't spend that much on Japanese snacks cost. Shut up, guy who wants to buy $30 rocks. How dare you? How dare you?
You can pay $30 for rocks, or you can pay $30 for a
how
box
dare
of
you?
Awesome food.
Those rocks will last you a lot. You could pass those rocks on to your children.
Stop it.
That's how important
Max,
those rocks are.
You spent too much time on this rocks joke.
Yeah. It's done.
I'm get my rocks on.
We're done. All right, guys.
Hey, man,
if
I thought
you
it was solid,
your,
though.
Thank you.
He hit all this. Guys, if you want to really be a real IRL weeb, you got to make sure that every part of your home is covered in shit that's from the internet and from anime. So I have some betting options for you guys for just because it exists, and I love it. These are all at HotTopic.com, guys. We have... Oh, no, Matt.
Yeah,
the
image wasn't... No, it wasn't in the folder.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, no. Sorry.
It said B-O-T-W.
Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Wild, I assumed.
Just go on to HotTopic.com.
That's the shirts.
Look all their home goods. They have Breath of the Wild sheets. They have One Punch throw blanket. They have Sailor Moon pillowcases.
Yes.
They've got a Numaru-chan hooded throw blanket thing.
Very
cool. They've got a
Yuri. Oh, that's sick.
And
let's
have a
look
very,
at duvets.
That's not the right one. They have a very tasteful.
But that's very good, though.
Yuri on Ice body pillow.
That's all I'm
so
saying.
The thing is, why I'm only mentioning Hot Topic for these things, a lot of those ones, if you just Google on the internet, they're not licensed. Thanks for that.
But everything at Hot Topic is licensed. Yes. So you can buy it guilt free.
Yeah. So the Breath of the Wild, what I'm talking about, is much prettier than that. It has like
that's
a big giant.
No, that's an. That's a
nice face on it. Yeah. No, man, it's a better one.
It's a pretty good. It's pretty good.
I can't find it. I'm
sorry. Just Google it, guys.
Who wouldn't be impressed by that?
Just trust me.
Yes.
All right.
Well, I hope you guys wrote all that down. Send it to Santa or whoever gives you the gifts during the holidays.
Who reads my Amazon wish list? That's what I'm wondering.
Who wants a Christmas?
Who wants a Christmas? But guys, it's time for some Fuzakaru!
Okay, guys, in today's Sakaru, we are going to divide into two teams. We are basically playing Anime Taboo.
Never played Taboo before.
Okay, the rule, that's just a fun fact. Explained the rules to you earlier, but you totally ignored me. So on these cards are the titles of anime series. Mm-hmm. There are words underneath it that you cannot use. You must you must look at the card and tell your partner, describe this anime series to them so they can guess the name of the series. You may not use any character names from the series. Mm-hmm. You cannot use any of the, like, if the title is like Jurassic Park, you can't say it's in a park because that's also part of the title. Yeah.
Right.
And you have a limited time to do it.
And if you don't know one, you skip, right? Yeah. You just go to the next one.
Right, if you don't know, just skip it. So you have this much, this much time to do it.
Great.
And
should be about 60 seconds.
Yeah.
It's about a minute.
So what are your teams, y'all?
Well, maybe it's easiest if I pair with Yume and then Matt and Max are together.
All right, we got this.
So then Matt can monitor. No, you sit next to Max because Matt has to monitor me and make sure I don't say the words that are on my card.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So, ready, guys. Make sure she doesn't say anything. You're monitoring her, right?
Yeah, I'm monitoring.
Yep. Okay, and go.
Okay, so this is a show about a bunch of girls. They wear cute costumes and they sing together. And they have like pigtails and they're, yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's good. Sorry.
This is a film. We talked about it one time on Otaku Movie Anatomy. It is about a family, and the girl hires a boy to be her boyfriend, and they go out to the countryside to be with her family. Everybody is connected to this internet game where they do their jobs and they live their lives. They end up playing Koi Koi at the end of the game.
Skip it if you want to. Yep.
Okay, I'm going
to
skip that one.
Wow, you knew a lot about that.
So there's a guy in it. It's like Egyptian mythology kind of stuff.
What?
And
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I knew that.
This is, I was going to say the bottom thing. Okay, so there's this like cute little girl in it, and she's got kind of like wing things. She's not human. She's kind of an android. It's written by a group.
All right, out of time.
Oh, nice.
We have 2 points. There's you got that one.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, boy. I can't wait.
Okay, who's going to go here?
It's their team, so
okay.
It's nice.
Okay.
Here you go.
Oh, man, I forgot. This is hard with the words you can't say.
Oh, yeah, okay. Ready?
Oh, yeah, different one? Okay, tight.
Okay.
All right, I have more.
Okay.
And
1, 2, 3, go.
Okay, this one is about an academy with
Boku no Hero.
With little girls. It's chibi. It's on Netflix. We talked about it. And they have they have brooms. No,
God damn it! Brooms Academia.
Okay. This one is about this one is about there's this girl who breaks something and it has to be a part of the dress differently.
Sailor Moon?
No, but she like she's in love with one of the she's not though. She's not. There's like a bunch of them at a high school. You know what I mean?
What is that?
I can't say any of these words. How can I
in high school?
Close club. How can I not say any of these words? I can't do any of these words.
Oh my god.
All right, Yume. Yume is giving clues for me.
Oh my god.
Yep. Yume is giving clues for me.
No,
you literally gave me. There's a girl in a high school.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Wimbledon.
Oh, Prince of Tennis.
What the hell?
Can you call her out?
Nope.
Yeah. Okay. Shit.
You can't say those words. It's hard.
World of Warcraft.
Oh, recovery of an MMO junkie.
Wow, this is hard. Shit. Radwimps.
Radwimps. I don't know. Give me more. Give me more.
Oh my god.
This isn't pyramid. You can give multiple clues.
I can't think of this one. Shit! These are so hard.
I didn't think it was
so
hard.
I mean, these are all the words you could use to describe them.
Killing small people.
People. Attack on Titan.
Oh my god! Come on.
That's time.
Right,
that's
time. Okay, straight.
We have five.
Okay, it is hard with. There are a lot of words you can't say.
To be fair, no. It's literally every word you could use to describe it.
Yeah. One of them was Evangelion. I couldn't say Shinji.
1, 2, 3. Oh boy. Oh boy. Damn it.
Tokyo Ghoul.
Oh, what am I supposed to say with any of these?
Exactly.
Detroit. Detroit.
Oh,
Detroit Smash.
Oh, My Hero Academia.
Okay. Spider. Spider on a hill. Spider on a hill with wheels. Nope. Recently a movie we all watched together.
Tokyo Ghoul.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, good. Yeah. Great. All right, come on, we gotta do this. We gotta.
We just saw a figurine of it today. It was very articulated.
One Piece.
Articulated.
R2.
No, articulated. There are lots of poses. Poses that.
Cabaneri?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh God. Oh,
hurry,
God.
Hurry! We got like 4 seconds.
A tree.
Die.
Oh, so close. Last one was Tenchimuya. It was real close.
You and I got 5.
How many? We got
3.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, I'm sorry.
Matt, this is the only game I've ever lost.
I love
this.
Taboo,
is the first game I've ever lost, Matt.
For My Hero Academia, you could have literally said your favorite anime.
Yeah, Matt.
You guys are bad at getting close.
Okay. Can I look at all the things I couldn't say really quick? Well, like, 1 second. Words are on high school.
Let's all read one.
Okay, let's all read one.
Okay.
Give me one.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, Kuroko no. Oh, who gave that one?
Wait, what are you guys talking? What are you guys doing? We're doing it.
Oh, okay. We're reading
how crazy these are.
Oh yeah. Okay. So for Little Witch Academia, you could not say school, magic, brooms, dragon, or wands.
What else are you supposed to say to that?
Here's how you do it. Ready?
Harry Potter.
Three little girls are in school, and
you said school.
Damn it.
See?
This one, all you have to do is say, Harry Potter with girls.
Oh yeah,
Harry Potter knockoff.
Yep.
Look at Aron High School Host Club. Rich romance, cross dress, handsome, harem boy.
About when you were like, a girl breaks something. I was like, yeah,
girl breaks something.
Girls break a lot of things in anime.
Okay, this is Death Note, Criminal, Notebook, Strategy, Shinigami, Death God, Apple, Netflix. You can't even say Netflix.
Murders with school supplies. Was murder and school supply in there?
This might be my favorite. Evangelion, Mecha Robots, Impact, Angels, Penguin. Congratulations.
I'd be like, traumatized boy lives with woman who really likes beer.
Dad forces son to do destructive things.
I would say going into your mom.
Next week, one of you guys can sit up the game and I'll suffer.
No, that was great. So I love the challenge.
That was an awesome game.
Before we go,
awesome
I did solicit Twitter for some questions. We got a lot of really good responses, but we don't have a lot of time. So we are going to answer just one. This one is from at Coop W. Wilson. I found that anime, specifically long shonen shows, lends itself to binging very well. Do you guys like waiting for a season to end in binge or keeping up week to week more?
I used to love to binge.
Me too. With
the way Crunchyroll and shit is, and I have to watch it when it comes out. And like every week, I have my Monday where it's called Anime Mondays. Yeah. Me and my husband sit down, and we make a big meal, and we sit there and watch all the anime from the week, and it's great.
Yeah. I think for me, cool. I mean, I grew up obviously binging anime because we only ever got anime on, especially as somebody that was more into anime than simply what was on TV. I was watching stuff on DVDs or on fan sub tapes. We live in a golden era now, you guys, so we don't have to do that. But yeah, I'm sort of 50-50. I like to go back and binge shows that I watched. But now I like keeping up with current series because I have that option.
Yeah. If for something like, for example, One Piece, I binged One Piece. It was at the time there were 330 episodes. I binged all the way up to Water 7. And then I just couldn't wait. So I read the manga. But I enjoyed binging it. I feel like I'm more inclined to watch a show that long if I just binge it really quick. But then I'm not going to watch it weekly because I know how much filler there actually is. And what I mean by that is just like time filler, not actual filler story arcs. I actually like the filler story arcs One Piece. But I'll binge it up to a certain point and then I'll read it.
Yeah.
So.
I am the same with, as Emma. Like, I used to binge it just because I consumed anime at such an alarming rate, but now I basically watch it every week as it comes on. I will literally watch it the same day it comes on. I don't even wait till the weekend. It's just, I know what animes are playing what day, and I get home and I watch all of it.
Yeah.
But I will say that now when I'm doing something else, like even when I'm playing games, I'll have anime that I've watched before playing in the background.
Yeah, same.
It's definitely improved my Japanese.
Yeah.
I'd say, I think maybe this is just like a feeling thing, right? Is I remember the best experience that I've ever had with anime is watching it on Toonami and watching it as an episode. And I feel like even now that kind of still carries. Not that I don't like binging stuff, because sometimes you kind of don't have the time to keep up with anime every week. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if there is a series that you really, really love, waiting for a week to watch the next thing without really knowing what's going to happen is still an amazing experience. So that's what I'll say to that.
Thanks for the question.
Yeah, great question, Coop W. Wilson. And we have a whole bunch of other questions. I know we didn't get a chance to answer them, but you guys are all tagged and the hashtags in them. So we will try our best to respond to you on Twitter.
Guys.
Until the internet.
Yes.
And thank you so much for tuning in. For those of you who are new, we appreciate it. If you're just tuning on YouTube, make sure to subscribe, share, comment. We love seeing your comments. And make sure to watch live as well if you can. You're watching live right now. Tuesdays at 9:30 p.m. Pacific time on twitch.tv/hyperRPG.
Yay!
Until next week, y'all.
We are Hyper Otaku!
Bye!